Hi, it's Suzanne Kelly. I'm a contributing writer at Aberdeen Voice. Many years ago, when this degree was first being presented to him, many people were upset at it. But his comments, since becoming a Republican potential nominee for President of the United States, are just getting more and more upsetting every day. I can't think of a religious group, a nationality, or a sex he hasn't insulted yet. And for this to reflect on RGU and its policy of being inclusive is just no longer tenable whatsoever.
And the petition has actually gained over 3,500 signatures from when I last checked.
Now, since you ask, I've just looked and it's about 4,600 right now, and it's set to climb up. 38 Degrees, that's carrying this petition, has been very supportive, and it's about to email about 19,000 people who live in this area specifically. And I don't think we're going to find too many Donald Trump supporters among them.
Were you expecting it to gain that much support so quickly?
It is climbing quickly, and it is faster than I thought, but every time this man opens his mouth, there are more people who want to stand up, and that's the beauty of a petition. You can just, as a little person, say, I don't agree with this, I don't want it anymore. Did you know there's going to be a second petition? We're waiting for the UK government to approve. We're going to try and ban him from the country for hate speech. We've banned people in the past for less, but the remarks made today about banning Muslims from entering the United States, that is beyond the pale. I would invite RGU to explain to me how this fits in with their policies and if they're happy for this to be a representative of them here and abroad. It's actually the Bell Media estate that got me interested in the first place. And when I started looking into all the details of things that went on, it made me write a report, which you can find online. But talking to the residents and finding out how they were treated by Trump, seeing the environmental damage, imagine stabilizing the only moving sand dunes in the entire island of the UK. And then there was the unprecedented arrest of two journalists, Anthony Baxter and Richard Finney, the documentary makers who made You've Been Trumped. They were doing nothing more than standard journalism. And this was all to protect the interests of a billionaire. We can't go on like this.
And I guess you won't be happy until the degree is revoked.
I won't be happy until the degree is revoked. And I'd like to spend a moment to applaud Dr. David Kennedy, who at the time handed his degree back to RGU in disgust. He's a very well-respected academic, and we applaud his stance.